like a mighty rushing wind. If you open up your heart, the King of Glory's coming in. I'm talking about a power that can take away your sins, how your soul cleansed, a change you won't understand. As Jesus laid on the cross with nails in his hands, 100% God and man. And Jesus dwelt among men, but they rejected him. I guess they didn't know that every tongue would be confessing him. Yeah, and even though Christ was greater than, he came as a servant, presenting himself less than them. And ultimately, he became our sins. Yeah, he died, but he rose again on the third day. Death couldn't keep a hold on him. Now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he praying for the saints that we ain't go farther. No time to faint, so for Christ, I'ma go harder. Raise the dead and make the lame walk. The power to heal the sick and make the deaf talk. The power to make the blind man see again. The power to make the dead soul live again. That's power in the name of Jesus. Just call his name and experience freedom. Say God is closer than your mind is thinking, but only call Jesus when you really need him. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Your freedom is right before you, what you waiting for? He can set your soul free and he can make you whole. And just to let you know, he never let you go, but he'll be with you to the end. So don't waver, don't move and don't bend. After you're done, all you could just stand. What can go wrong when you're sitting in the Father's hands? Yo, like a mighty rushing wind. If you open up your heart, the King of Glory's coming in. Yeah, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Your freedom is right before you, what you waiting for? Look, it's power in the name of Jesus. Just call his name and experience freedom. Yeah, he died, but he rose again on the third day. Death couldn't keep a hold on him. Now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he praying for the saints that we'd go farther.